Lester had a chance to spend 8-10 minutes overviewing Gimel of the Days. Now let's roll up our sleeves and begin to work through this. So again, at the bottom of Gimel of the Aleph, the Gemara is searching for what would be a tolda of bar. Once we identify, as we've seen in the past, once we identify a tolda, then we can test it to see whether it's Chayotzeb of the Av or not. The Gemara first thought that the first candidate to qualify as a tolda of bar was a bar that's less than a star of 12. Indeed, we only chayv on Ezekiel, but your pater if it killed an animal. And we noticed that would have actually been very significant if that would qualify as a tolda, we would have found a tolda which is about Chayotzeb. Because your pater misa was chayv on Ezekiel. However, the Gemara we saw says, no, that does your patra nisa for a bar tisha, but if a bar tisha calls nezek, not only chayev, but that is part of the abigan, different approaches in Rashi as to why. The Gemara says, instead, candidate number two. Bar tisha is an avna, a tolda, but here's a tolda, in the very bottom of Gimel of Aleph, avno sakino umaso shenichon rishus harabim. Beheziku. So I left something in Shusarabim, different yourselves whether the word Maso belongs to or not. I leave something in Shusarabim, it causes Hezek. So I'm a Chayiv. If I leave a sharp object in Shusarabim, I drop a glass bottle in the street and I walk away, I litter. Not only I litter, that's despicable, but I left something that's not only dirty but dangerous. I left broken glass on the sidewalk. I just walk away, and someone gets hurt in broken glass. The Gemara says, "Hey, chidam, idaf gerenu ben rabbi l'shmul hanibar." With broken glass, the sort of thing that I'm not interested in keeping garbage. I was mafkir it, so then everyone agrees, both rabbi and shmul, that is bar. Okay. So, so far, it sounds like we have a tolda of bar, which would be a mafkir, a takala, and a shasarab. Either lofkir, you know, gimel of days, if I wasn't mafkir, it's not broken glass. I left a knife. That's a good knife. We'll come back in a few hours. I left a fellow leaves a hatchet in the street. And someone's going to get hurt on the hatchet. But he planned to come back and take the hatchet a few hours later. So lo afkirinu. What do you think? But that's avnu sakinu masal. That's sakinu lo afkirinu. So what is that? You're definitely chayiv, but what's it says? So Shmuel would say kula mi bar lo bar. Shmuel says that too is bar. That's a sugi the entire time. That whether you're mafkir or not, Shmuel holds it's bar. In other words, Shmuel holds that the fact that the classical bar in Chumash is not yours, the fact that it's not yours is not a relevant characteristic. It's true, when you dig a pit in the street, you don't own the pit, you don't own the real estate. It wasn't yours before, it's not yours now. You're the Baal HaBor, as the Chumash says, only in the sense that you're the one who's responsible for it. You created the dangerous situation, you created the takala, but you're not the owner. But Shmuel says, okay, but that's an irrelevant detail. And even if you do own the takala, it remains pure bar. So for Shmuel, whether you left broken glass in the street, you left a hatchet in the street, whether it's afrin or afrin, that is bar. However, Rav, number two, Nishar Olabaznu, Hanushar. Rav says no. Rav says bar is after something you don't own. If you own it, that you learn from Shar. That's Mimoncha Shehizik. Bar isn't actually your moment. Shar is your moment. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara said, well, but let's think about it. So if these are told us of bar, or maybe shar, they're told of bar, well, it's going to be chayotzeb. You created a mazik, you created the takala. That's actually your mamon. But that we're just borrowing the terminology from the other avos. That the Tosfos points out, gimaso umimoncha. The point is, shmiras alecha, you created a problem, and you are achorai to watch it. And if you don't, then you have to bear it. These two, hani nami, tilas asiyasu nezer, umimoncha shmiras alecha. The Gemara says, I told you the bar kibar. Okay, we're not going to find the Tosin Lapyot in the world of Bor. Now, and Tosus, by the way, already raises the issue that we had touched on yesterday. One second, before we move out of the paragraph of Bor, could we think about that Avno Sagino Maso Shalo Hifkiro? I left a takal which I am maintain ownership of. It's not Hefker. It's not that I left broken glass. I left a hatchet in the street. I own the hatchet. I'm planning to come back and get it in a few hours. But I couldn't carry around. I'm going to important meetings. It's not a loya fed that I'm going to walk into business with me carrying a hatchet. I just came from a camping trip. So what do? The responsible thing to do would be find a safe place to leave your hatchet or plan in advance. Make a stop somewhere between your camping trip and your meeting so that you can leave the hatchet somewhere responsible. That's what you're supposed to do. But this guy's irresponsible. He left the hatchet on the sidewalk outside. So we pass like Shmuel, it's bar. But Rav holds, it's sharp. So Tosis, the top Tosis raises the issue. Interesting. L'may nafkamina is, as we said, Dafei Lil Hosein, right? Does it have the rules of Shar, does the rules of bar? And Tosis gets involved in, but one second. And the rules of Shar? Tosis says, Mishar or Lamanda? He says, Heki Gamma Mishar, Malashar Shekin Balekhain. You can't say it's Mamishar. After all, the Mishnah tells us. The Mishnah said that Shar is Balekhain as opposed to the others. You can't learn non-Balekhain from Shar alone. The Feirish, that's the Feirish of Mishnah. So what's Rav saying? Did he argue in the Mishnah? Maybe, but unlikely. So Tosfos says, no, Rashbam said, well, Asi Mibar Vishar Mimahatza. So he said, well, it's a tarash. I mean, for Shmuel, it's pure bar. For Rav, it's a mix of bar and shah. You have to learn from both. Like a tarash shav shabbat. But then he points to Tosis. He recognizes Avol Kosha at the end of Tosis. Tosis says, well, this is a problem. It means there's no nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. The Shmuel says it's a bar, so you put on Kayim like bar. The presumption is, but Rav who says it's shor, since you own it, it's more chomer your Kayim on Kayim. But if it's a tzara shavet, Tosfos says at the end, Kayim is the bar nami aleph, you're learning from both bar and shor. If it's true as the Rashbam said, we don't mean that for Shmuel it's pure bar and for Rav it's pure shar, but rather we mean for Shmuel it's pure bar and for Rav it's a fusion of bar and shar. So Tosfos says, well, it can't be any more chamur than either of its sources. So just as Shmuel would say, you're partner on Canaan like a bar, Rav should also say, you're partner on Canaan like a bar. So L'may nafkamina, whether it's, and Tosfos is after all, the Gemara seems to say, Haminiyah, that Rav would say, you're chayiv. Oh, because the law of Karino, it's shor. It's not bar. Tosfos raised that as a question, and we're going to, for now, leave it as a question also. Tosfos is looking at the Rashbam, saying, how do you read this Gemara? So if you would say some of Rav thinks it's pure shor, okay. But the heart of the Mishnah indicates it's not pure shor. The Mishnah indicates that pure shor is rachayiv. You need to bring in bar also. What to bring it, which is the Rashbam says, yes! You write Tzara Shavu Bar, that's what Rav meant. Shmuel meant pure bar, Rav meant both. So it says, once Rav, it's both. So there's no machlech is Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara said, Befeirish. And how many of you saw at the beginning of the year that, according to Shmuel, this case, the case of the hatchet, it's bar, you're Pater on Caleb. But according to Rav, it's Shar, you're Chayim on Caleb. By the time it's Tzara Shavu, that is curious. For now, let's hold on to that. We're going to see we're going to come back to recognize that this is classic Tosis. Classic. Classic Tosfos. Classic Tosfos. Let's keep going. Again, the question is, the Gemara presented, oh, if you leave a takala in the street that you own, Shmuel says it doesn't, even if you own it, it's pure bar. Great. And Rav says, no, if you own it, then it's sharp. Which sounds like, oh, it's more chama. And that's with the Gemara in Hamaniya. You still begin the year in Bikiyas, but it's, oh, according to Rav, you're chayim on kalim because it's sharp. And Tosis says, hey, 1 second, chayim on kalim. But it's a combination of bar and sharp. Rav doesn't mean pure shar. After all, Ebo Rechayim, the hatch is not alive. The Mishnah said that Shemala shar Shekin Yishma Rechayim. Strange. The Tosa says, how can it be that the Tzad HaShava, if it's really a Tzad HaShava, how can it be it can be? On one hand, it's hard to say it's pure shar, because of course you have to learn from bar as well. On the other hand, we treat it only like shar, not like bar. So it sounds like we are learning from only Shar. So Tosis leaves that as an open question. This opening line in Gilma Bay is a strange line. Okay? A strange line. So that's a strange line. And then as we continue, so then the Gemara said, okay, forget about that. As we continue to try to discover where is this mysterious case of Toldo sin, which Av has a Toldo that's unlike it? I said, well, he come around where Papa told the Mav. Maybe your Papa talked about Mav. We may went through Karen, Shane, Rego, Bar. Now we're up to Mav. Well, what's Mav? Especially if Karen, Shane, if you told that Shor includes all three, we went through all three, and then we went through Bar, and then we do Mav in heaven. Right? So everyone's going in order. So this Seder we understand. Well, what's Mav? I said, well, we're going to see later in Baal Gimel Beis onto Dabdal. Shmuel says Mav is Shein. Oh, Kinda told the Shein to Shein. If it's Shein, we made the devil with Shein. Ilu Rav, our Mav is Adam. Okay, so let's talk about Adam. My other my told us this thing. What's a told of Adam? Is a chimpanzee is a told of Adam? No. I mean, my child. My child is my told Adam. Yes, but my child is also Adam. And that, by the way, that's the famous Kasha. The Chumash said, we waited a few weeks ago in Parshas Yisro, the fourth of Aseret HaDibros, Shabbos, Atta, we say in Kiddush, every week, Atta Vincha Vitecha. You have to keep Shabbos and your son and your daughter. Everyone is someone's son or daughter, but that's Atta. But why do you need to say Vincha Vitecha? That's also Atta. The answer there is it means you're not allowed to have a cup and do Malachar. That's what I'm saying. Here only a told of Adam. A told of Adam is an Adam. Well, what's a told of an Adam? Ah, you'll tell me, v'chiteima avneor told of Yoshin. Then you'll tell me, well, the avnezeh is when you're awake and you do something deliberately and consciously. Maki behem yishalman. The pasuk in Emor. I attack property, person goes over and hits an animal, you gotta pay for it. That's the original case of Adam Hamas. Adam da Azik Shor. They say, okay, so maybe you'll tell me, well, the positive Tograd case of someone who is awake and aware and knows what he's doing, and maybe Yashem is a Tograd. The Gemara says, well, Vahatanabu, we have a Mishnah later, the end of the second Tarek. Adam Mu'ad Liolam Beiner Ben Yashen. But a person is always Mu'ad. You're always Chayiv Nezek Shalem. You're always Chayiv Nezek Shalem. You can't say it wasn't my fault. Beiner Ben Yashen. Whether you're awake or you're asleep. There's no Tainus Onus. Machlok is posted from the bottom of something called Onus Gamma. But basically, generally, there's no Tainus Onus. Even though I was asleep, I didn't mean to be Mazik. I wasn't trying to be Mazik. I was asleep, I couldn't control it. Doesn't matter, you're still chai. That's a mission at the end of Ketzerei. It's a very nice mission. What did it prove, by the way? How did the answer the question?
That it's not, therefore, no matter, this can't possibly be locked
here. Oh, very good. Right. There are two ways I could respond to the kasha. You say, oh, well, we said, maybe Yashin is a tolda. And point being, and maybe this is the case of Tosin of the Otsiban, there are two ways to respond. You can just say it's not a Toldah, which what the Gemara sounded like you were saying. V'chi teima av, it sounded like this was a hobby and we're going to knock down. If you'll tell me that someone who sleeps with Toldah, no, Vatana. It just sounds like the Gemara is headed into attacking that premise. Who said the Yashin and Toldah? The other way to respond is it is a Toldah, but it's Kayotzeban. The din happened to be the same. Right? So it points out correctly, the mission that we marshaled sounds like it's taking the second route. Tosis, as a matter of fact, talks about that. V'hatanam. Adam ur liyomam. Lo parech, says Tosis. The yashenam yihaviya. The response wasn't, well, it's not true. Yashen actually is anam. Kidadar shalom, the gemara perikates at a regal. Ifetat tachas patsa. We could have pointed out that there's a beferish apasik that teaches us that you're chayiv even when you're yashin, which would mean that yashin is enough, because it's a pasik in the chumash. Ah, but it's a drasha, so maybe it doesn't. Good point. So Tosa says, nah, that's not the way we're going. The holo maisiach of Korah. If we wanted to respond, no, yashin is enough, then we should have brought some proof that yashin is enough. We should have brought a pasik. We didn't bring a pasik. Tosa is v'hatanam. Instead, Maisi Davi Kayotsuba. What we're proving instead is that it is maybe it's a tolda, but it's a tolda which is Kayotsuba because the mission is quite clear that the Chiyuv is the same Bein Er Bein Yashin. Now, obviously, Tosis leaves you a little. Tosis, this is one of those Tosis that sort of leaves a hanging question. Well, why didn't we give the better response? Why didn't we go for jugular and say, it is enough, there's a pasuk. Well, we didn't do that. Well, why? And if you look at Rabbeinu Peretz, which should be your first move, so he expands the Tosis a little bit. He said, well, we could have said it's enough. We want to say that even if it's a tolda, it's a kayotzeben. But it still leaves us sort of wondering, what's going on? I think the solution to that is in the next line. So let's keep our eyes open. The Gemara says, Ella akicho v'niyo. Let's look instead at Kicho Veniyo. We showed him have a debate exactly which bodily fluids are you talking about here? Which bodily fluids? Says, is that we talking about sneezing from your nose? Rabbi Yonatan says no. He says, Kicho is like what mucus you bring up from your throat. It sort of takes a lot of coughing to get up. Phlegm, and then Neo is something that's not, it doesn't require as much effort. Whatever it is, sneezing, coughing, saliva, mucus, tongue, shampoo, we're not talking about saliva, mucus of some sort or another. Not friendly stuff. Not polite to eject in public. Please use a napkin or a tissue or handkerchief. And obviously, if you do expectorate kicho v'niyo, not only openly in public, which is already a lack of doubt parents, but in a way that it lands on someone else's property, so that is adam hamazik. Well, what type of adam hamazik? Adam hamazik aide kocho. This is tsroros of adam. I didn't hit. It's like throwing a baseball. It's like shooting a gun. Instead of shooting a gun, I shot for my throat. It says, Adna Mazik Ali De Koko. So it says, oh, the Gemara says, oh, Akicho V'Niyo. Let's talk about Akicho V'Niyo. Well, Heichi Dami. And you have to keep your eyes open carefully in the next couple of minutes of Gemara. Heichi Dami. What's the case? Iv Hadeda Azika Mazki. If they're Mazik as a Azal, is Holach. Azal, Aleph, Zayin, Lamed, Aramaic is the same as Tei, Lamed, Chaf in Hebrew. Iba Hadei De Azli, Hamazki, if they're Mazik as a travel, now there is a fellow cough, and the mucus lands on something mid flight, and it was ready Mazik, while it was in motion, so Kocho happened. Well, that's Kocho, meaning that's Adna Mazik, Ayat De Kocho, that's Sorrow of Adam. And therefore, I don't know. Therefore, something. He busted the knife, but if he spat or he coughed, and it landed on the floor. And then, Basa Denayach, after it came to rest, it's lying on the floor. How rude. Get a napkin and clean it up. But no, he walks away. And then, someone's pair of socks falls on the mucus on the floor, and now the socks are, whatever. Something falls on it, now it's ruined.
That'd be nice showing, right?
Well, Bela Rav, Bela Shmuel, Hainu Bar. That's Bar. Both the coins are and coins. Why both the coins are and coins? Shmuel? Because hopefully it's Akhtarinu. And the fellow is not planning to come get it later, but hopes. I mean, this is a person with a certain lack of Derech Eretz, who are assuming a certain minimal degree of Derech Eretz. He's not collecting his Kichol Benil. So it's Hefker, so they all agree it's Bar. Else, now the Gemara goes up. Well, told us the Mava Kemava, let's move on to the next one. So you say, one second. We're missing a loin here. What just happened? Well, why? How did we conclude it told the Mava Kemava? What's missing? But how? I mean, we said, if you say it's Bar, okay, so it's Bar, it's not Adam, it's not relevant. But if you say it's Koko, well, that means it's a form of Adam. It's Adam Ayde de Koko. It's not regular Shane, it's Adam. It's Adam Ayde de Koko. So, are we missing something? Great! So, it's otherwise a koko, and so it's a tolda, and is it kayotzuba or not kayotzuba? So, this discussion that's missing here. I think we're just move on. What's missing? So, what do you have to fill in?
Either imply that it's kayotzuba or it's not.
Oh, right? So, going back to what I said before, right? Koska is saying, well, either the point was koko, and therefore it's enough, or it's kayotzuba. See, this, I think, is where we come back to Tosfos V'Hatana. In other words, and this is, I think, where we answer the lingering implied question in Tosfos. Namely, well, why did the Gemara buy, if Yashen is an Av, why didn't we just say Yashen is an Av? What was the point of saying, well, it's Kayotzebo? It could be the answer was for this. In other words, to say Koho, it's hard to say that Koho implies that's also an Av. Do we have a pasuk? Maybe. Maybe you can find a pasuk. Yeah, pasuk by Ari Mikolot. The accent fly. Try to figure out a pasuk. May other pasuk. More obvious luchor is to say no. Kohalava, and we just said before that Adam will yolam in here v'nashim. We just said before that other amazek there are no differentiations. Luchora, the simplest way to read it. Now, in fact, if you look in the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Yud of Hilchos Chovel Mazik, how do you find that Rambam? It's not so hard. You just follow the Eish Ben Yimitzah. He tells you in Os Gimel, right? Os Gimel is on Kochav Hava. You wonder what does that mean? You look in the Eish Ben Yimitzah. You just look in the Rambam Vav Yud in the Tur Shin Pei Dal. If you look at the Rambam, he actually says that Adam Ayadekin, he collects from all of Rashad's different cases of Adam Ayadekoho. You threw a chetz, you threw a rock, you poured water on someone, or he says, Kiko Benio, because all these cases are toldos. They have the same din as Adam Azik Begufo, and they are toldos. The Rambam is clear, and the Torah quotes it as well. So they're clear that we're not going with answer number one, we're going with answer number two. Right? Now, as a matter of fact, the Beis Yosef and the Drisha on the tour wonder why the Rambam on the tour bother telling us that it's a Talda. So the Nail of the Gemara is trying to understand the Tzukim, trying to figure out. We're learning Tanakh. That's what the Drisha says. Drisha says, this Tzukim we're learning Tanakh. We're trying to understand the Tzukim. He says, but the Beis Yosef was bothered that the Rambam and the Tur are not writing on the commenting on the Pesukim. The Rambam and the Tur seek to collect halacha l'maisa. And the Drisha says, "Memeil hilchas Shabbos." Rambam has to tell us Babas and told us because not coming for Chavos. Going back to that Beis Yosef. But here, what does it mean? It's Avra or Tolda. Just tell me. It's part of Adma Mazik. It's Chayv. Interesting. The question remains to be understood l'maynaf gemina that the Rambam of the Torah raised it. It's a good question, which the Beis Yosef raises, but it definitely does help us because the Rambam actually offers us Perush HaGemara. Rambam is offering us that what the Gemara is driving at is it's true that it's a tolda, but it's kayotzebo. So again, as I said before, I think that's how the sugi here was. What Tosas left lingering is now solved. Why did the Gemara before offer the Adamul Yolub and Erev and Yashen? Why did they go for the jugular and say, come on, Yashin's an Av Petatachas Patsa? The answer is, because this is a broader answer. Because to have said, well, Yashin is an Av, that wouldn't help us to get to Kobo. Kobo is a Tolda. Instead, we give an answer that covers both. He said, whether it's an Av or a Tolda, when Adam Amazig, there are no differentiations. Adam Amazig is Chayim, 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 Chayim. We'll differentiate between Chov and Mazik in terms of Tzari for Shabbos Boshas, but in terms of Nezek, Adam Mazik, you're Chayim, you're Chayim. There are no differentiations. So that's why they can, like, presumably that's sort of like the missing line. It's almost like a chulin. It's Kofo Hava, and then Ayenu, I just told you a line ago, that Adam Mula Leola. Oh. So the Gemara says at this point we are closing in on the end. You already covered Karen, Shane, Rego, Bar, Adam. We already covered 5 out of 6. And so far, we're still looking. Yeah, question.
What is the
Rambam in the Torah? Well, the Rambam in the Torah explicitly that Adam Hamazik Ayde Koko is a Tolda.
That's Kiyosu.
But the din is the same, exactly. Yeah. Right. So they're spelling out what the Gemara left.
Why would.
Unsaid here.
The question is, why would Tosfos not say what not say, oh, it's an off. On the first one, the one with sleep.
Tosfos is pointing out that the Gemara didn't say it's enough. Tosfos is pointing out that the Gemara's response was not, hey, Yashin is an Av too. The Gemara's response was, well, it's irrelevant what the Yashin is an Av or a Tolda because the din is Kayotzeh.
Tosfos is the one who interpreted the Gemara, he said.
Right, that's Tosfos' interpretation of the Gemara.
The question is, why not? So we tried to answer what?
So the question is, well, if that's what the Gemara is saying, why didn't it give the better answer? The stronger answer would have been, it's not even a Tolda. So what I'm suggesting is, in a sense, it's a stronger answer to say Yashin is an Av, but once you continue the Gemara, you realize what the Gemara gave is a stronger answer. Because by stressing that Tolda Sein are Kayotzeh then by Adam, it's going to help, even when we do ultimately succeed in finding a Tolda, we already solved that problem. We already know, but the Tolda of Adam are all Kayotzeh. Exactly. And that's presumably what that's the missing piece. That's how you get from the Gemara to the Rambam. Koho Hava, and therefore, well, it might be a Tolda of Adam, but Tolda of Adam are Kayotzeh, because that's Mulu Leol. And then the Gemara says, okay, we have one left, Eish. Kika Amar Papa Tolda the Eish. Well, what's a Tolda of Eish? Avno Sakino Maso Shenichem Rosh Gago. Let's say you left something on the top of your roof. And then they fall, the wind blows, and it falls off the roof and causes damage. Okay, so that's not actually a fire, but it's the same idea as a fire. How? We'll see in a moment. Hey, if you don't know what's the case, the girl points out there are two ways that this could play itself out. It did a damage on the way down, or it landed and then damaged after it was stationary. If it hit someone or something on the way down, it was mazik while it was in motion, that is absolutely told of ish. But then we're going to say, well, maishna ish to call out from Uruban, mimoncha shmur salachan, haninani call out from Uruban, mimoncha shmur salachan. It's true, it's ish. But there's no reason, it's true to told of ish, but there's no reason to differentiate. El told of the ish keish. Now we noticed yesterday also another problem which will leave lingering. We solved our problems in the world of other. We left a lingering problem in bar, which was Tosis's question. How does this work? Is bar and sharp, or tesana shabbat, shana tesana shabbat? Here's another lingering question in the world of ish, which is. We're using that as a reason to be chayav, whereas elsewhere we use as a reason to be mikvah. So Rashi is koach urbo sounds like I'm not so chayav. It wasn't all me. The wind helped out. It was me plus the wind. I harnessed a natural force to enhance what I did. I put it up there, and then the wind did the rest. That's not a reason to be chayim. I think when he said by bar, oh, it's chilas asiyah shel nezek. You created takala. That's a reason to be chayim. Kavanasa lahazik by reg, by karen. That's a reason to be chayim. Hezeko motzui, by rega. That's a reason to be chayim. Kocha from Urba? So Rashi doesn't tell us the kasha. He just says, well, you should have thought of it. You should have realized. That's how he sort of spins Kocha from Urba here. The Rajba points out right over here, he says, it's different than the way it appears elsewhere. Sometimes we invoke, the Rajba says, Kochach Murbo as a Kula, and sometimes as a Chumrah. Here we're invoking as a Chumrah. Elsewhere, we'll, later on, the Masechta will say, oh, it's only Kochach Murbo, it's not like Bar. So that's also a little strange. It's the second lingering strangeness. Again, the kashas that we raise in Adam we dealt with. We have a lingering kasha in terms of that tzara shaveh, but it's not really a tzara shaveh, and a lingering question in terms of ish. And these lingering questions we're going to ultimately solve when we begin to look at the overall question, and we raise a third larger question, which is what's this Gemara all about? So let's finish the Gemara, and then let's at least get to our third large question, and we'll, if not today, return next week, we'll wrap it all together. So let's at least over the next few minutes seek to learn the rest of the Gemara together and seek to crystallize what the larger questions are that emerge from this sugya. Maybe we can even begin to solve, but at least to come up with the Gemara in hand and with the large questions clearly in hand. So the Gemara said, we went through all six of us Nezikin, Karen, Shane, Regel, Bar, Adam, Eish, and every single one, and by the way, not surprisingly, every single one was Tolus and Kayotzman. Because after all, it has the same qualities as the Av, so there's no reason to assume it should be otherwise. By Adam, we had an even better proof. The Mishnah says Bateirish, that Adam would Leol. So the Gemara says, well, told Eish Kesh. So what's the answer? Become Rav Papa! We're looking for a seventh candidate, apparently. But there are only six Avos Nezikin we've come across so far. Later in the paragraph, there are expanded lists of Avos Nezikin. At this point, we only come across six. We went through all six, and none of them worked. So we have to look for candidate number seven. What's candidate number seven, the Gemara says? Become Rav Papa, told the Regel. It must be Regel. The Gemara says, Regel? That's not candidate seven. That was candidate number three. Hokin, the told the Regel, we already dealt with Regel in the previous summer. What are you going back to Regel for? The Chassid Nezik wrote, you're right, standard told the Regel, of course, told the Regel to Regel, but there's one told the Regel that is different. If it's Regel, I de Koko. Aye, but we had logic before that indicated that told the Regel to Regel, because after all, just like Regel itself is a Zeko Matsi Mokshras Velacha, so too the told. This one says, you're right, but there's an X factor. The X factor is Hilchos Gemiri La. It's a, we have a tradition. Rashi says Hilchos Gemiri La means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Now the Rama might disagree, but for now let's work with Rashi. Rashi says Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. You're right. It should have been Toldo Diragel Karegel. Chatzin Nezek Tzuros should have been Nezek Shalom. But we have a special Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Hilchos Gemiri La that it is Chatzi Nezek. That it is Chatzi Nezek. Rashi here reminds us that when we learned the sugya later in Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, Pagnitz Kemal, Pagnitz Kekmasa, this is for sure Memona. It is for sure Memona. You really are Chatzi Nezek Shalem. And Lachem Moshina came in and told us, if it's Regel Ayde Kocho, which we call Sororos, pebbles, will give you a break. So then the Gemara says, well, in that case, Amad Karla told the Regel. In what sense is it a told of Regel? If the Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is the line which we showed him to deal with, the simple way of reading that line is, once you have a Halacha Moshe Misinai to tell you that you're Chayiv, so why not just call that a separate, independent, seventh category? In what sense is that even a told of Regel at all? The Gemara says, no. It is basically rega. Hamon Shinai is tweaking it, but it does retain other qualities of rega. Like what the Gemara said? My Karla told the Durego, L'shalei min ha'aliyah. You have to pay min ha'aliyah as opposed to the by chatzi nezek of Karen, you only pay migufo. You're limited, your liability is limited to the value of the behemoth that you own which caused hezek. So if your dog is only worth $50 and it does a nezek meshuneh and of $10,000, you don't pay chatzi nezek $5,000. You're capped. And what we say, the value of the dog is $50. So that's true by chatzi nezek keren. Whether you hold nizka pav nizka mal pav nizka kras, that's a pasuk in chumash and mishpatim. You only pay migufa. The Gemara says, but this chatzi nezek of tsaros, you pay min ha'aliyah, unlimited liability. Chatzi nezek, but there's no absolute cap on what that chatzi nezek could be. Why? Because it's a toldah of red. Because the Talmud read a question.
So why in Rashi Chatzi Nezek Toros does Rashi say at the end that the reason is that it's a Talmud of Regel is because it's Mikoach Regel? Why doesn't he just quote the Gemara?
Rashi is explaining in what sense does it fit into the category of Regel? The answer is because it's a derivative of a regular action. The animal did a regular action. The animal was walking along, as they come on to it, and then these pebbles flew as a result of that.
He's explaining the same thing as the Gemara. The Gemara asks the exact same question. Why is it a toldah of regel? Use the Gemara's answer. That it's Mishayim and Aliyah. Why is Rashi throwing in this other thing that it's Mishayim and Aliyah?
Right, so that I think is what I was telling you before. The Gemara is not really asking, although the Gemara uses the word amai, the Gemara is not asking why is it a toldah of regel. The Gemara is asking to what end is it a toldah of regel. In other words, you could have, but there is a why that lies beneath it. If you excavate, there is a why that lies beneath it. That's what I was saying before. The chor of the pshat in the Gemara is, once it's Havalacha Moshe in Sinai, so I don't need to derive it from Rego. There's no connection to Rego. Alpi Din. Havalacha Moshe in Sinai, it tells me I'm Chayiv, it tells me I'm Chayiv Chatzin Ezek. Not less than Chatzin Ezek, not more than Chatzin Ezek. Havalacha Moshe in Sinai, if it tells me Chatzin Ezek, it doesn't just mean not more, it also means not less. I'm not Pater. I know that I'm Chayiv because Havalacha Moshe in Sinai as well. So who needs the connection to the Parsha of Rego at all? So the answer is no. It is fundamentally, this halacha Moshe Mesinai is what Reb Chaim refers to apparently as a halacha hamifareshes, not halacha mechadeshes. It's not creating a whole new category, it's just tweaking the category that already exists based on Tarsh Vesach. Nafkamina is that it's going to share some of the dinim of Ragel that appear in Chumash. Why is it true? In what sense could I even call it? How could I identify this regal? Because it's Mikoach regal. Now it should be noted as an aside, Nachas David makes this point also. Nachas David, one of the Talmidim of Chaim Velazhin, or the early Talmidim of the Velazhin Yeshiva, in his Sefer, in the beginning of Bava Kami, has a lot to say about the Sugya. One of the things he pointed out, which we quoted earlier on the base, is that Shabbos and Tumah represent two different types of Toldos. Shabbos is conceptually similar. Tumah is actually caused by the Av. Not conceptually caused by the Av. The Sheretz is Tameh, and the Tumah is transmitted from the Sheretz to the person who touches the Sheretz. They're two different types of Toldah relationships. So it's not surprising that Shabbos is Kayotze Bo, because it's parallel, whereas when you have a toldah of transmission, it makes sense there would be a step down like by Tumah. So it is intriguing, the one case of Nezikin, all the cases of Nezikin, Ezekiel seems to keep saying, fundamentally all the cases of Nezikin are conceptually parallel. And it has the same criteria, same characteristics as the Av, so it's Kayotzebo. The one case we found which is Av Kayotzebo, it is based on Lachem Moshe Sinai. We wouldn't have known otherwise as Av Kayotzebo, but it's intriguing. That's also a case where it's not only conceptually similar, but actually is a transmission. It is a derivative. The animal did step, and then the pebble flew. It's actually similar a little bit to the ties the sense of Avosin told us by Tumah. And that's the one case where Taketz Lav Kayotsu. Now let's just finish the Gemara first, and then we'll concretize. And then I'm glad to hang afterwards for some questions. So the Gemara says, okay, so the Nafkamina in seeing this as a has a halach, the Nafkamina in seeing the Hilchos of Tzroros as being Mefarish, the Parsha of Regel, rather than creating a whole Nuchiyuv, is Min Ha'aliyah. You don't now limit to Migufo. Nor says, well, it's not so posh that that din is even true. When they buy a boy, Rava asks that Shaila. It comes up in the case of the Rebbe, the Sugis of Tzroros, which are the first two glot or so of Parakei Teregel. Chati has the Tzroros, Migufo, Mishamu, Aliyah, Mishalim. The Gemara says, well, L'Rava, Mibayel, right? L'Rapapa, Pshita, apparently Rapapa was speaking. We understand that previous time was Rapapa speaking. Rapapa thinks it's Dr. Poshet that in Tzroros he paid Aliyah, but his Rebbe Rava wasn't sure. The Gemara says, new according to Rava, it's a good question. On my card, I told the Durango. The answer is, well, this one detail of regular definitely carries over, that is, lefatra yeshus harabim. Just as Shem regular punishes harabim, so to tsraros regular also punishes harabim. Okay. So what do we have, Rabbi Osei? What do we have? So lemaisa, when all the dust settles, so the Rav Papa had raised the question, Tosef Yeltsin Lav Yeltsin. The Gemara had raised that question, excuse me. Rav Papa said, oh, yesh v'yesh. And we went on a 2 blot long journey, to a blot and a half, to discover where is this Talasena Slav Kyotzven. And we went through all the others in Zikin, all the logic of the Kyotzven. Then finally said, you know what? There's one exception to this halacha Moshe v'Sinai, Tzroros. Now, question remains, what were we looking for in the first place? So we saw that Rashi kept saying, oh, the others are, and Rashi kept implying that the question was, are you chayiv or not? Which is really strange. I mean, there's a hadith that told us pater. If it's pater, then it's not a told us. It's zero. Grama is pater. Grama is not a tolda, which is pater. By definition, calling a tolda means you're chayiv. So that Rashi kept the point that we saw the other day throughout the sugya, that the question, are you chayiv or not, it's a very, very difficult question. Just Rav points out, in his opening, just like when he gets started with his piece and this bring in this Gemara, says, Rashi is incredibly difficult. And that's why he says the Rif had different approach. The Rif's answer was, what we wanted to know, of course we know the Tolda is Chayiv, but we thought maybe the Tolda is less Chayiv. We'll take a look inside, we'll start next time by looking at the Rif inside. Rif said, well, maybe, the Havrina was, maybe the Toldas are only Chatzin Ezek. Which indeed is where the Gemara ends. There is a Tolda which is Chatzin Ezek. Now, number one, that it fits nicely as for Rashi, we never found the case which was Pater, we found the case which was half Pater. The Rif is very smooth. But there's a larger question that lingers, which the Rambam says is like the Rif as well. The problem, of course, is why would I have thought that? I understand there are cases which are Chai and the cases which are Pater. But why would I have thought that a tolda of bar is chatzi nezek? If you're learning from bar is nezek shalom. Where would that have come from? Why would I have thought that a tolda of esh is chatzi nezek? Such a strange havdalah. It's a strange, strange havdalah. So we end with three lingering questions, which we'll enrich and address next time. Number one, Tosus, Gimel Revei, Dumas Lemishoro, pointed out that there's a strangeness about tzara shav. That Ashavi ought to be limited to the two sources, and yet it seems like Rav is saying that we learn from both Shor and Bar, but it's more Chomer than Bar. How could that be? Problem number one. Problem number two, as the Rashi pointed out, the Rashi is saying, and Tosis, and Beis Lav also points out, when we're invoking Kochat and Urvbo in the discussion of Eish as a Chumra, as a reason to be Chayiv, whereas otherwise, it's a kula. And finally, the question of what's this whole sugya about, and specifically the Rif, who understands the question, we kind of have a mina that there are told you only chatzi nezek. What? What would be the odds? You could say, well, we knew the answer. what's the havni that should be chatzi nezek? The Mirtz Hashem, we'll put these pieces together next time.